This is Communique from WHQR in Wilmington, North Carolina. I'm Gina Gamboni. Wilmington artist Darren Mulvena has a fundraising exhibition hanging at Caprice Bistro in downtown Wilmington called Bee Hope and Sea Change. Bee as in the insect and sea as in a great body of water. Mulvena is donating 20% of the proceeds from this exhibit to two nonprofit environmental organizations, Pollinator Partnership and Plastic Ocean Project. His interest in the natural world, particularly flying insects, goes back to his childhood.
When I was a kid, I really was into those Luna moths when they were coming into the yard. I remember being sad one summer when I didn't see them, you know, they didn't appear. That kind of hit me later on in life when I started realizing that other things like, I don't know, dragonflies were just not there anymore. All the butterflies I used to see weren't showing up anymore.
Fireflies,
yeah. I mean, I grew up in the countryside outside of Charlotte. We used to see tons of fireflies.
I used to have fireflies as a kid, too, and yeah. I haven't seen one for years here.
Mm-hmm.
Mulvena's art incorporates moths and butterflies frequently. In addition to the work hanging at Caprice Bistro, he has pieces hanging at Pembroke's Restaurant, including his first butterfly work.
It's called Mimicry, and it looks like an old Asian, like Vietnam warrior kind of person. You just see the hat, and then the bottom of it is the butterfly deteriorating at the very bottom where the legs might be, and you see kind of a skeleton. But the top of it, that the person's hat, is actually the same butterfly. So if you look closely, it's the same exact size as the butterflies down below. I first called it metal marks, but I decided to change it to mimicry because it was mimicking him. The butterfly itself was mimicking him. And there's that metamorphosis, that thing that butterflies do, which is unique and just beautiful in nature, where that man is obviously gone through something horrible, but there's something beautiful about everything too. There's always this dissolving, you know, thing in nature where things burn down, such as forests and stuff, and then beautiful things bloom from that. And that's kind of what this dark-looking piece is symbolic of, is like, yes, there's this war-torn painting feeling up above, but then you have this beautiful butterfly that's kind of whipped to rust below.
While Mulvena is not really a jeweler, he is using his talents for butterfly earrings that benefit the Pollinator Partnership.
So the earrings that are there are PET poly recycled material, so it's completely recycled. The ones you have in front of you are blue morphos. There's like 20 different kinds of blue morpho butterflies out there. That one's the Achilles, so I've got one stripe of blue in there. In my opinion, I always thought it was the duty of an artist to kind of make a person think when they look at something, even if it's just a simple landscape. A painting's worth 1,000 words. You know, it's an old saying, but I think it's true. It's like if you look at something, I want you to be aware of a thought process. And maybe you had come up with a thought that's a little different than what I actually intended, but at least I made you start thinking about something. For me, my art is going towards nature and nurture, where, you know, maybe another artist is more about political agendas. And I've done those kind of art pieces as well. But for me right now in my life, I really feel like there's one thing that I'm really passionate about, and it's more the environmental aspect of it.
That was Wilmington artist Darren Mulvena. His work is hanging at Caprice Bistro and Pembroke's Restaurant. And you can get a taste at whqr.org.